Mr. President. Bill, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
I thought you were great.
He was a little rough.
Oh, he's a nasty hit to the teeth.
Yeah.
But I thought you handled him well, and it didn't. You looked completely composed and relaxed, and I thought that was a great asset. Even the nastiest question, you didn't rise to the bait at all. So that it came over very well. And I was just talking to Bob Holeman about it. He said you asked him to call.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I would think that on an overall basis is the flood. Must have been a little unpleasant, said he asked.
Oh, well.
Dirty day, of course.
I expect it to be dirty, but he really had it all prepared, didn't he?
He had little cards in his pocket he kept getting out.
Yeah.
I thought your answers were fine, and I would think that it's also tough to judge, you know, when you're supposed to go to the other side, but I would think that the average person would have thought you did a damn good job. Adele and I both knew what.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought certainly on the foreign affairs thing, it was fine. On the domestic thing, she didn't really ask any intelligent questions.
No, he didn't get into anything. It really didn't get to the heart of the problem.
No.
You know that thing about our Negroes different from whites, for Christ's sakes? Of course they're different. Isn't that silly?
Well, it really wasn't that good. I thought you handled that very well. Because that's the kind of question you can't possibly anticipate.
Oh, no.
I can't imagine anybody could ask what the difference between a white man and a black man.
Yeah. But they are different.
Well, of course, and I thought the way you explained it is exactly right. That is, the whole upbringing is different, and that's the reason he feels differently.
That's right.
About it. I mean, society, the reason he feels differently about it is that society is different about him over the years.
That's right.
And naturally, he has all these problems society is treated for him. And that's exactly what you had in mind, and that was the answer you gave. Well, I thought it was fine. I thought, as I say, I don't know how you could have done any better. I'm not sure that any president of the United States should ever have to run on that kind of son of a bitch.
How can you choose? Well, we've done it now.
I know.
And of course, that's a good answer with the press. We've taken the guy that was the most antagonistic.
Yeah.
And let him answer. Or ask anything he wanted. We just took him on.
Well, anyway. He wouldn't dare ask those questions at a press conference.
Oh, no.
He'd be constrained by the rest of them.
But it was good that we let him do it.
Yeah. How was he afterwards? Did he?
Oh, I think he was a little, I think he was a little nonplussed.
He didn't really make any points at all. I mean, you cuffed him on the answers, and you gave very good straight answers. So that I don't think he made any points. It's tough for the president to have to face with a question like that. That was a good point.
It's good to have done it, though. Then we don't have to do it again.
That's right.
That's right. Okay, well,
fine, Mr. President.
See you tomorrow at 5:30.
Wait,
you're coming
I Howard K. Smith didn't want to go to the West Coast on to do this, so I thought I'd rather.
You're coming to the, tomorrow. I was going to do the thing with Smith. I think you ought to be there when we talk to, Cherry Smith.
Oh, good. So what time is that?
Well, I don't know, but
I'll look it up.
We'll check it up at
the
morning. The other thing is that there's a meeting with Peterson with regard to what the tactic should be.
Yeah.
And I want you to be there for that.
Yeah,
so.
I'm going to chair that meeting.
Well,
you going to be there too?
Well, I'll be there, and we'll probably sit in on the whole thing.
Well, that's good. That's
so, the main thing on that, Bill, is to be damn sure that we do not get out, leading the charge for all this sort of thing. I mean, let's do it, but not don't get caught at it.
Oh, yeah, we can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I agree completely. Fine, Mr. President. Fine.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye.